While I think the grading materials here are fairly self-explanatory, let me just point out a few things. The weights of the various components of the course, the assignments, are available here. Please note that in the discussion section, it's 40% total, and that's based on the Tell a Friend assignment, the Genesis and the World assignment, and your participation in both of those discussions. So if you add those up, that 20%, 10%, and 10%, that's the 40% total that I'm referring to. Exegesis papers will be 50% of your grade, 25% each, and the responses are 5% each or 10%. Please note the due date about pass-fail requests, which is Sunday the 30th. Incompletes are very rarely granted, so it's an exceptional sort of thing for me, so please be mindful of that. I will make accommodations as needed. Please contact advising if you need help there. I do assume academic integrity and the community covenant and that you are bound by those things. That's particularly a problem around plagiarism, so please read all of those policies and be informed by them, because I certainly am, and I do take that very seriously. I've added a paragraph here about my general grading rubric, and this is consistent across the course. I'm looking for you, because this is a graduate school seminar on Genesis, I'm looking for you to demonstrate your critical thinking and reading skills. What do I mean by that? I mean that you can identify the central arguments in the readings that we're doing, certainly all the secondary reading, that you can identify the evidence that supports those arguments, that you're also able to develop your own ideas and arguments, that you have a thesis in your exegesis papers, that you are able to marshal evidence for that and develop an argument for that. In the Tell a Friend postings, that you have a central focus, that you're able to explore it in through that posting or through that assignment. In the Genesis and the World, that you've taken that piece also as an opportunity to think about broader implications for the class and what we're learning, and so on. I'm looking in the discussions that you're advancing the discussion and the work that we're doing as a class, that you're engaging in careful thinking about the topics of the course. These are all major components for your grading in the class. The participation grades include demonstrating your reading knowledge and comprehension of the assigned materials, the ability to summarize the main arguments of the readings. I think this is an important skill because sometimes what you get out of it is different from someone else's reading, so we need to be able to summarize those main arguments. And to relate those arguments to other materials of the day, or of the week, and then to be active in the Canvas discussions. What's going to be a sign of active? Well, it may be that you're going to be able to log in just once by Tuesday and once by Thursday, but I'm looking for your active engagement there. Again, that is that you're reading other people's comments carefully. You're giving thoughtful response to them. You're respectful. You're advancing the argument. You're demonstrating your own engagement with the materials and with the discussion and so on. In terms of the exegesis paper, it will be evaluated on the basis of the clarity of your central argument and thesis or thesis, the strength of the supporting evidence, the logic and organization of the paper, the persuasiveness of the argument, and the mechanics of writing, style, format, grammar, spelling, etc. It's very hard to read someone's written work when there are spelling errors or formatting errors and so on. And it's one of the ways in which we present ourselves to the world and to others and how we want to be taken seriously by others. This is why I stress this. It's a means of communication and presenting ourselves to the world and what we have to say in ways that people can hear that. So that's why I worry about those things. The grading for responses to exegesis paper are based on the care with which the paper is read, the ability to identify the author's thesis and argument, articulating strengths and weaknesses, and the professionalism of the response. So as you are engaged in the process of reading someone else's work and providing a response to it, I'm looking for how you go about that in your response. The Writing Lab, I encourage you all to make use of it. If you are if you're familiar with it, that's great. If you're not, please look on the library website. I think the link is there. And it's fairly easy to get to, and from what I understand, the staff is pretty responsive, but they'll help you sort out how to work with them. And then finally, inclusive language, as per usual at ILEF, we ask that you use inclusive language in your discussions online.